poster article, Members of the Savior's Church, a poster flannel board story. And they who were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Church of Christ. 3 Nephi chapter 26, verse 21. Instructions. Read, or tell in your own words, the story below. When a number appears in the story, put up the flannel board figure with the same number, or move it to a new place, or point to it if it is already in place. Save the flannel board figures to use with next month's poster article. On page 43 are the figures that go with the flannel board story. Number 1 is a picture of clouds with the sun breaking through. This represents the celestial kingdom. Number 2 is a figure representing Jesus Christ. Number 3 is a portion of a building structure with the quotation, "Foundation of the Apostles and Prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Number 4 is a figure representing Nicodemus. Number 5, a label which says, "Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." Number 6, a label which says, "Repentance." Number 7, a label which says, "Baptism." Number 8, a figure representing John the Baptist. Number 9, a label which says, "Gift of the Holy Ghost." Number 10, a label which says, "Temple Ordinances." Heavenly Father loves us and wants us to return to live with Him. 1. As part of the plan of salvation, Jesus Christ, 2. came to earth to overcome death and to atone for our sins if we repent and obey the commandments. He also organized His church. 3. So that with the proper priesthood authority, members would have the ordinances they need to return to live with Heavenly Father. The first ordinance needed is baptism. The Savior, 2. explained this to a man named Nicodemus. 4. One night. He told this ruler of the Jews, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God," the Church of Jesus Christ. 3. John chapter 3, verse 5. Before a person is baptized, he or she must have faith. 5. In Jesus Christ. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John chapter 3, verse 16. The person must also repent. 6. Of his or her sins. Then, when he or she is baptized, 7. his or her sins are washed away. John the Baptist, 8. who held the Aaronic priesthood, explained to those he baptized, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance." Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. When Jesus Christ, 2. came to him to be baptized, John did not understand, because he knew that the Savior was sinless. Jesus told him to do it, "For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. That is, by having John baptize him, they were showing people how important the ordinance of baptism is. When the Savior was baptized, Heavenly Father testified to the importance of baptism too. The heavens were opened, and lo, a voice from heaven said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. But that is not all. After a person is baptized, he or she is confirmed a member of the church and given the gift of the Holy Ghost. 9. That is what Jesus, 2. meant when He told Nicodemus, 4. that a man must be born not only of water but of the Spirit. The gift of the Holy Ghost is important in the plan of salvation because the Holy Ghost can help us have greater faith in Jesus Christ and guide us in making right choices so that we obey the commandments and repent when we need to. When we do those things and obtain the further blessings of temple ordinances, 10. Thanks to the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can live with Heavenly Father again. 1. End of poster article, Members of the Savior's Church.